Renowned experts discuss women's greatest lifetime triumphs and challenges right here, right now, with your hosts and CEO of EmpowHer.com, Michelle King Robeson, and top doc, Pamela Peek, MD. It's Her Radio, the naked truth about women.
Michelle, if you spell stressed backwards, it equals desserts. I'm not even kidding you.
And that's why I love stress. That's why I love it.
Do you know what I'm saying? Bring it on. Women, I mean, research shows that under stress, women just default completely to food, especially the sugary, fatty, salty stuff. And men actually head for alcohol mostly. So, you know, man, we've got to be able to share with our listeners some tips about how to take care of yourself during times of stress. Okay, so your turn first. Let's rock and roll. Go for it, Michelle.
Well, gosh, I must be more like a man because I prefer my lemon drops over any
Now, wait a minute. What
dessert?
Kind of lemon? Oh, that was the lemon drop martini.
Yes. Oh. So there we have it. That's my form of dessert.
Oh, you mean, okay. Is it wine o'clock yet?
Wait, it's wine o'clock somewhere, or it's martini o'clock.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Now, in all seriousness.
All right. Let me get serious. Stress. How do I take care of stress? Here's the first thing I'm going to say about stress. Learn to say no.
That is so powerful. I mean, seriously, women have to grab a mirror and practice that because they always cave. It's like, oh, please help me with the 450th thing.
Yep.
Hey, really? Seriously? And they'll just say, yeah. They don't even consult their calendar. It's like, wait a minute, girlfriend, you need, and this is my tip, me time. You have to actually schedule it sometimes when your calendar starts looking crazy. It's got to be me time. It's sanity time.
Exactly.
Closet, in the attic, anywhere. Just get away from everybody and just close your eyes and check in. Because if you allow stress to get to you, it becomes toxic and it makes you feel helpless, hopeless, and defeated. Of course, we've all been there, right, Michelle?
We have, well, yes, and me learning to say no has been a big thing, but it has certainly helped. And then also, too, when, you know, that me time, Pam, what you're talking about goes back to what brings you joy, right, when you have that me time? Is it a long bath, which I love? Is it, you know, watching I Love Lucy, because that's my favorite show in the world to watch, because I do nothing but just laugh. I mean, and part of that is just, it's fun. To be able to, you know, it just takes you away from the stress. Dancing, lighting candles, massages. I mean, all those things. Calling a dear friend who, you know, you can have a great conversation with, right? Those are all things you can do.
And you know something? I think that for all the listeners out there who really have to schedule breathing because their schedules are so insane and they're saying, oh, really, seriously?
Like yours, maybe? Like yours?
Hello? Like me?
Pot calling kettle black? Okay.
Yeah, well, no, seriously. I mean, I'm right up there. Been there, done that, still living it, and doing the road warrior thing and all the rest of it.
Exactly.
So how do you do that? You know what I do? I have little bits and pieces like sustained release throughout the day. I'll take 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there. If I don't have a whole 30 minutes or 45 minutes, I'll just sneak away and do little joyful things. I've gotten up and just turned on my, you know, iPhone and listened to music. It sounds so good. I just dance off by myself and do my thing, take a little walk. And I don't have to tell anybody. You know something? Dr. Peek has now officially disappeared for the next 5 minutes. And, you know, other than life-threatening, you know, loss of limb, uncontrollable bleeding, I don't want to know about it. I just need my sanity more than... Does that make sense, Michelle?
Yeah. As I used to, you know, sleep with my cell phone on at night for all the 911s that I got, which I now have... figured out that wasn't the smartest thing I could do. So now I'm actually sleeping a lot better, which too, you need to get rest. But here's one that I find, it's another one that I'm going, okay, this is really interesting. And it's this around holidays or anytime, but avoiding people who stress you out. Don't you find, Pam, that there's a certain people that totally stress you out?
Yeah.
I mean, it's
okay.
Just,
well, you know what I call them? Emotional vampires.
You
know,
there we
just
have it.
Suck the living daylight out of you, and they'll just
bloodsuckers.
Totally, and it's like putting. And they just start sucking on it and saying, you know, I need you, this and that, and back and forth. And it's the same old, same old. A lot of those people are a bit toxic, and you don't need it. Women get an F minus in saying no, and they also get an F minus in drawing boundaries in their own life.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Boundaries right around you saying, you know something? I just can't do that. It's not, you know, I love telling, you know, people to say this. It doesn't work for me. I'm so sorry. Thank you. Very nicely, you know, with class and elegance. Thank you very much for inviting me to the completely useless committee meeting that I never wanted to go to in the first place. And it just, you know, and just say, you know, I'm so sorry, but that just doesn't work for me. And don't
I love
get
it.
Into
no
it
excuse.
With
them. No,
does that
and you
sense?
Don't have to give. Yeah, and you don't have to give an excuse, right? You can simply say, it just doesn't work for me, and that's it. That's the end of it. I will say this too. That I think we as women, we have to learn to forgive. Like, you know, we live in a man's world, Pam, let's face it. And especially with what you do and what I do, and we're not so forgiving of things like men. Like men can, you know, get in a big fight. They can, you know, they can end up in court and then they go play golf. I mean, it's not to be believed. And then we tend not to forgive. We hold these grudges, which just adds more stress, which just, you know, it's all the same thing. And we get an F minus there, too. When,
well, we need, you know, to de-stress. And this is also meaning to go with the flow. Those two words that I just love more than anything else, adapt and adjust. Don't get paralyzed. Women are also perfectionists. You know, you little pea
women
out there.
Oh, I'm not.
There.
I'm not.
Oh, yeah, right. You're not honey, you haven't been to her house, okay? I mean, she seriously just, you know, organizes
OCD.
Every single piece of clothes. I can find it and match it, let alone. But, you know, we get all hung up on that. And I always ask women, instead of this perfectionism thing, just say progress, not perfection. Just a little step in the right direction. Congratulate yourself. Celebrate every triumph. And when you're under stress, remember, it gets worse as the day goes on when you're really starting to get tired and beaten up. So watch out for those red zones.
Right.
And I always plan for them, which is don't make any big decisions during. Try to have a little bit more me time, a minute here, a minute there during that time to help diffuse it, because it's tough. And then for crying out loud, Michelle, you said it, and I second it. Sleep. Don't be chipping away at your sleep, staying up later, and then getting up super earlier. I mean, I'm a firm believer, especially after the age of 40 and 50, you've got to get in a minimum of 6 hours, ideally 7 hours of sleep. And that means restful sleep. This is where the bath comes in. Lock the door. Just tell them to all go away. And then just kick your head back.
And turn the phones off. Turn the phones off. And
women,
guess what?
The screens, too. All the screens.
And the
all
screens.
All you people.
Yep.
You know, you did the phone in bed. I do the iPad and the computer in bed, and so I've had to smack my own hand and put all that stuff away because I can't go to bed otherwise. Oh my gosh, it's just the worst. Really, we have fantastic new ideas on all of these stress-related topics, both here at Radio MD on Her Radio as well as EmpowHer.com. Michelle, this is just, we're going to be talking more and more about stress, but this was a great start to give. Right?
Oh, it was. And I got a great new bed, Pam, which we have to talk about because now I'm actually sleeping more. So there we have it.
Yay.
You're listening to Her Radio on Radio MD. This is Michelle King Robeson with Dr. Pam Peek. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter @YourRadioMD. Stay well.